Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this time of sharing of how to serve the Lord and how to be a good servant of the Lord. In our Christian life, we need to grow in different areas. We need to grow in our character, in our faith, our love, and we need to grow in the power to have more anointing to serve the Lord. Not only that, we need to grow in the area of being a minister of the gospel, to serve the Lord in the local church, to preach the gospel, to be a good witness, and to make disciples, and to bless the nations around the world. My purpose of this teaching is to train you to become a very fruitful minister of the Lord Jesus Christ for the kingdom of God. God has given me different teachings that come from the Bible. I understand now why the Apostle Paul had to write letters to churches, because he wanted to train the disciple in that generation to become a very fruitful servant and to build good local churches that give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much that you will speak to us in this teaching. We commit this time to you, and we believe that you will speak into our heart and help us to understand by the light of heaven, the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Help us to become very effective, righteous, fruitful servant of the Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us in this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. In this teaching, I would like to talk about the church life to build the local church together. In a ministry or in a local church, we serve as a team. We don't do ministry by ourselves. We have teamwork. We have people to work together in the ministry. And when we come together, we have different personalities, backgrounds, languages, and also we have different gifts and the way to do things. Therefore, we need to really accept one another and learn how to work together as a team in a ministry or in a local church or in a mission trip. We need to learn how to accept one another and try to build unity in the ministry. One thing that the Bible warns us is that we should not cause any division in the group or in the church or in the ministry. We should not form a group, this group, that group, and this group, and we then come against each other in the group because of the differences in ideas, in culture, in backgrounds, skin color, whatever. We should not cause any division or fraction in the church. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 16, 17 to 18, the Apostle Paul taught us very important principle. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of the naive people. My brother and sister, we need to guard ourselves from any people who cause division. Let us make a vow toward the Lord. I will not cause division in the church or in the ministry. I will be peacemaker. I will be unity builder. You will do anything with full effort and by the anointing and by dedication and devotion that you're going to build unity to cause everybody to love one another and to cause the presence of God to come down because of the unity. People who cause usually fraction or division have their own agenda, either their personal gain, their personal benefit, or their work in the flesh or in the sinful nature. And that will cause people to fight each other, hate each other. We should not get involved with that kind of activity at all. We should be careful with our mouth, the way we speak. We should be careful with our eyes when we look at people. And we should keep our heart right, the heart of love, the heart of unity, the heart of mercy and compassion. We should value our brothers and sisters. In New Hope International Church, we have more than 20 nationalities there. People come with different backgrounds. People have different giftings and the way to do things. We eat different kind of food. Some people like to eat steak. Some people like to eat Vietnamese food or Thai food, Chinese food. But we like to keep unity, and we value and appreciate one another. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 20 to 27, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. One church have many parts. Universal church have many churches. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Why our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division. Everyone say, no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ. We are the local church. We are part of the body of Christ. And each one of you is a part of it. We should honor one another. We should honor our leaders. We should not cause any division. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able, for you are still cannot, because you are carnal. Some of you are involved in envy, strife, and divisions among you. Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one say, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apostle Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believe, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, and as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. What Apostle Paul said in the book of Corinthians is that each and every one of us is the part of the body of Christ. We need to work together. We need to support one another. You notice one thing? When your finger hurt because of a cut wound on your finger, the whole body hurt. But when one part rejoices, every part rejoices. We need to work together like a body. The organs support one another. We should not look down on the part that we cannot see. In fact, the liver is the part we cannot see. But the face, the eyes, the nose are the ones that we put makeup on and are presentable. But actually, without liver, you cannot survive. You will die. Because liver has a job to destroy the toxin or poison in the body. We need the liver to function. Therefore, we need to honor the unpresentable or the hidden part of the body. We should build unity. And not only that, we serve the Lord together for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody preach, somebody work with the sound system, somebody work with the children program. All of us work together for the sake of the kingdom. We don't want to get any honor to ourselves. We don't want to raise ourselves up. We want to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody plants, somebody really waters, but God gives the increase. So it's so important that we need to look at each other with honor, with value, and with appreciation. We should try every way to build unity and avoid any faction, division, fighting, the work of the flesh. We should not serve God with carnality. We should grow up. We should not be like baby Christian and cause damage to the local church. The Bible promises the blessing when we live together and serve together in unity. In the book of Psalm chapter 133, the Bible gives us the promise. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. Aaron is the pastor or the leader of the church or elders of the church. For there, where? That church, where the people live together in unity. The anointing oil flow down. The blessing of the Lord flow down from the leadership down into the, all the membership. For there, the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore. When you and your husband, you and your wife work together as a team in unity, when the whole members of the church work together in unity, God promises the anointing, life, blessing, prosperity, success, fruitfulness, the presence of God. Heaven will be open over your body, your church, and your household. I believe unity is very important. Let us love one another. Let us serve the Lord in unity together. Let us make a decision. We will not cause any division. If anybody come in to cause division, we will warn him, correct him, and ask him to stop doing that. Okay? Let us build unity in our local church and among churches in your country, your city, and in your town. Unity is the key to prosperity. God bless you. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next teaching. And may the Lord anoint you, give you grace, favor, and will use you to bring many souls into the kingdom, and you become the blessing to the nation. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still here with you.